Here's a thought I'll title, It Truly Makes No Difference. And I recognize immediately that I'm up against all of conventional wisdom when it comes to photography, because what I'm trying to get at here is I don't think it makes any difference what camera you use. Expensive, inexpensive, large format, medium format, tiny format, crop sensor, it makes no difference. At least, it oftentimes makes no difference. There are occasions, I know, and specialty situations in which a high megapixel count, for example, might be handy, assuming you don't want to stitch an image together, or that a really fast burst rate might capture a sports scene better than a camera that doesn't. So there are some reasons to pursue specific cameras with specific features. But for the vast majority of photography, it makes no difference. Try to find that expressed on YouTube amidst all the camera reviews and whatnot. What brought me to this was that I was putting together a new project for the next issue of Kokoro when I realized that the 15 images in the final edit came out of 14 different cameras. And looking at the images, there was no way I could tell which came out of which camera. Some of them were very early cameras in the 8 to 12 megapixel range. Some of them were later in 12 to 16 megapixels. And two of the images were with my current 20 megapixel camera. I couldn't see any difference. After I had done the processing, which of course is something we all do, process our images in order to allow them to put their best foot forward. Once I had done that with each image as required, sometimes noise reduction, sometimes sharpening, sometimes playing around with the tones, sometimes vignetting, all the techniques that we have available, the images looked equally good. And it didn't make any difference what camera I shot them with. I could, by looking at the metadata, and that was part of what got me thinking about this whole thing, is the first image in the project is from my latest camera, and it looks fantastic. The second image in the project was from my earliest digital camera, a Fujifilm Finepix S602, which rejoiced in all the quality you can get out of a 6-megapixel camera. Comparing that to the first image with the latest generation camera, I couldn't see that one of them was better than the other in terms of image quality or sharpness or resolution, at least not for the PDF presentation that I was making for 4K screens. Like I say, I have no doubt if I were trying to make 4-foot prints, I would tell a difference. But for what I was creating, which is sort of the functional equivalent of an 8x10 print, there was no difference between these cameras and all the other ones that I used in the project, too. Which begs a sort of a silly question, which is, then why did I do all that upgrading along the way? Well, there's some very good reasons, because the new cameras have capabilities and ergonomics that are so much better than the earlier cameras. They have more megapixels, so that does allow me to make bigger prints should I want to and need to. And in some cases, the increased dynamic range of modern sensors makes a difference. So I'm not saying we shouldn't upgrade our cameras. But if we're expecting an upgrade in camera to radically improve our photography, I'm not so sure. Because as is true with so many things, it depends on the specifics. And if you're making a book publication like Lenswork, with roughly 5x7 images, or you're making 8x10 prints, or you're making a PDF, or you're posting on Instagram, I think we need to think very carefully about the differences that we're expecting to perceive in the newest cameras and what we're actually seeing when we compare the newest cameras to those earliest digital images. And the more I look at this issue, the more I realize that for an awful lot of photography, not all, but for an awful lot of photography, it truly makes no difference to the image. It might make a tremendous difference to me in terms of ergonomics and how convenient and how consistent and even things like battery life. I'm really glad, for example, that I don't have to use AA batteries, which is what the Fuji S602 required. So there are reasons to upgrade that are undeniable, but a lot of times those are completely independent of the image quality we might get for projects that don't require extraordinary capabilities and megapixels and some of those other things that were not available in the earlier cameras. When I recognized with this current project that I had 15 images with 14 different cameras, I went back and looked at a bunch of previous projects that I've done, and I found that was pretty consistent throughout. I couldn't find a single project that was photographed with one camera and one lens, but every project that had more than a couple of images in it involved a variety of cameras and a variety of lenses and a variety of generations of digital technology, which I actually find a comfort because that means all those early digital images, I don't have to hesitate about using them for the kinds of projects I'm doing, as long as that doesn't involve making giant prints.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.